Digital Arena on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
Welcome to the Sports Cast, November 21st, 2025. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or your favorite podcast platform, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, follow us on X and Instagram, thesportscast1, and check out our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. Has anyone seen 8 sacks in one night? Well, that's what happened Thursday Night Football last night. And to discuss with a Cowboy and a 49er fan, we got Brett Blair and Ray Sherrod. Welcome back to The Sportscast.
Pleasure.
What's going on? Good to be here with San Diego and Big Boy Brett.
Yep.
What's going on, Ray? What's the weather over like in the Bay? Does it get cold in November or just?
Oh man, I had to take the trash out this morning. It was very cold, very cold. I didn't have my scarf, didn't have my beanie on, man. Even with this nappy fro, still freezing.
And Brett, you took over the Jersey Boys Sports show last week. You're back in Friday. I know you're looking for the Friday shows. Yeah, but like I said, you're the sixth man on the Sports Cast. If a guy goes MIA, you're in. You're subbing in and taking the win.
That's it. I love the home here on Fridays because I love chopping it up, of course, about the games coming up. But anytime you need me, you know that I'll always make myself available for you, Santiago.
There you go. Well, last night the Bills and Josh Allen was roughed up by the Houston Texans. 8 sacks. And they lost against the Texans 23-19. Ray, is the Texans the real deal? They're beating up against teams, and they don't have their starting quarterback, C.J. Stroud. What do you think about Houston?
They did a great game, man, but they still got a very, very low percentage to get into the playoffs and to win the division. But they're in the hunt. They're in the hunt. But they did a really whooping on the Bills last night. I actually had the Bills to win. I was surprised. I dropped the Texans on my fantasy team, and they got like 34 points, and I'm still hurting. But man, whew. Yeah. James Cook, he did his thing. You know, he did what, a 45-yard, and I said, "That's it. Buffalo Bills got it." And then all of a sudden, that defense, man, whoo, don't mess with Texas. That's all I got to say.
Don't mess with Texas. I've heard that before. Brett, Josh Allen took a beating last night. Career high 8 times. The Bills are losing the grip on the AFC East. What's your thoughts on their performance last night?
I mean, I have never seen Josh Allen take a beating like that. Josh Allen usually doles out beatings. He's so big. He's so dominant. He got hit a couple times last night that I'm surprised he got up, where he hurt his right wrist, and you could tell he was – and that's his throwing hand. And him and Patrick Mahomes, I don't know what it is. They're indestructible. Some of the hits he took, like, I've never seen him get sacked 8 times, of course, but beating sacks. Not like, oh, they swallowed him up and a few people. No, he took some hits last night. That I'm impressed he got up, but that defense is for real. The defense is number one in points allowed as well as number one in yards allowed. So with you know what I'm saying? You got Anderson on one side. You have, what's his name? The guy used to play, Danielle Hunter on the other side. You have these bookends that can just dominate. They are a dominant offense. Mills has won. They won 3 games in a row with a backup quarterback that was the starter before C.J. Stroud came in. And C.J. Stroud can come in, and again, you got Nico. Marks looks good with Chubb backing up, but they beat down Buffalo from a physicality standpoint like I've never seen before.
Yeah, Caleb Puckley had he's a safety. I think he had 3 interceptions. No, yep. 3 turnovers yesterday. I want to look at that division where they're at, the Texans, because I know Ray brought that that is kind of in the standstill a little bit because the Colts are dominating that division. But they do have the Jaguars. I mean, this division is one of the most frustrating divisions for me. I mean, it's kind of open-ended, but this year is a little bit the domineering.
Well, you don't have to worry about Tennessee. You don't have to worry
about Tennessee is the worst team in the NFL. Can we all agree with that? So,
yes.
I mean, right, realistically, do you see the Jaguars of Houston making out with the Colts or none?
I'm just keeping it real. I think the Colts are going to take the AFC South.
Yeah, we know that, but who'll be that number two coming up?
You know what, man? I seeing that defense, if that defense can keep it up, they could probably be that number two. I mean, that defense was ferocious. And then also, let's give a shout out. They had Christian Kirk on offense. They had the rookie Higgins. They had Marks. You know, they were doing a little something on the offense as well. And Higgins, Mills, he did like most of his passes. He did like completed half his passes. But to your question again, I got Colts and Jaguars, man. Colts and Jaguars. I think the Jaguars.
Brett, Colts or Jaguars or Colts?
No, only the Colts. Only the Colts. No other team will go from that. Man. Even with again, no team has ever been number one against yards and points on defense and not gone to the playoffs. It's never happened before. But it's going to happen this year, and it's just because of the AFC West. The AFC West is so strong with Denver at number one. You got the Chargers that are playing great football. Oh, yeah, we have KC in that division too. So I don't see a second team unless the Jaguars can elevate it because they're going to battle it out and they all play each other. But the records are right there below where because now you got the Patriots and you got the Buffalo that are going to fight it out in the AFC East. The loser of that division will probably go to the playoffs based on what we were looking at last night and the AFC West. I don't see a second AFC South team making the playoffs.
Yeah, you're right. And he also mentioned the quiet part. Our loud Chiefs are the first time looking outside in. So outside, that's something we got to take a look at. And with the predictions, let's go. The Cowboys, interesting Monday night match. I want to hear Brett's a little synopsis on that. They put CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens in the sideline for one half. Your thoughts over the matchup and their curfew issues in Las Vegas of all places.
I love it. I'm the one that, I sent you that little link that as soon as I found out they were out gambling. I mean, you're in Vegas. What come on? But these guys are out gambling till 2:30 or something like that in the morning. They showed what they made, which was kind of idiotic. They were all, but like Pickens was unstoppable. Like they could not, that is by far the best 1-2 combination other than Pacua and Adams. That's the only two that can kill because
George Puka. Pickens,
Puka Nacua, man, is a beast. But Dallas came to play. Obviously, Nealon with they had the bye week, so this was the first game since since he had committed suicide, and they were really they were really going to come and play hard. But
they made some T-shirts for all the players before the game.
Yeah, you showed it to me. You showed it, but it was the Raiders. It was the Raiders. Let's see what we can do. I'm ecstatic about how the defensive tackles look. Like Quinion Mitchell and Clark now defensive tackles are just a dominant force, and the defense came to play. Obviously, we got Damarian Overshawn back on defense, who's a big-time playmaker for us. So the defense is coming, really is getting better, but this is the true test, and it's a trap game for Philly. It's 100% a trap game. They're winning by doing nothing, by kind of just getting through the game, and this is a game where Dallas can take a win, and Philly needs the loss to actually set them up for the rest of the year because that's that – loss you need to put you back on the right track.
Let's move on to the 49ers. Brock Purdy came back, threw three touchdowns. Mac Jones is totally forgotten. And a return from toe injury. 49ers cruise to 41-22 over a sloppy Cardinals. Ray, your thoughts over this match?
You know what, man? Just like my man, Brett, I can't – come on, man. The Cowboys play the Raiders, and my Niners are playing the Cardinals, so I'm not going to sit up here and say, woo. But you know what, though? I'm happy, just like my man, Brett. Hey, you know what? Brock Purdy came in and showed – John Lynch, our general manager, he said, I always had faith in Brock Purdy. Mac Jones did a fabulous job. The Purdy is our guy, and I'm happy, man. We looked – really come on, 41-21. But come on, no, man. That was a
and 21, Jacoby 22, Brissett 22, had 48 22. Completions, still lost the game.
It don't matter. He lost the game. It don't matter. He can get 500. He still got an L. I'm just happy that we got Purdy, Kittles, CMC on the field, all together on the field, man. And we got Jennings. I'm just happy because this is the right time to get our guys back together. And you know what? I'm loving our schedule. Have you seen our schedule coming up?
I have not reviewed it lately.
I am so excited. Our schedule looks good, man. Our schedule looks good.
I see the Bears you're playing. That's the toughest game. The Rams are you guys play. You got the Browns, the Panthers. Oh, that's why you're so happy.
Yeah.
Well, the Colts are the hardest team. And that schedule and the Seahawks and the Bears.
That's okay, though. Look, Panthers, Browns, we got that. Colts, I admit, don't be tough. Bears, I respect that. Seahawks, I respect that. But we gonna kill two teams back to back. We gonna handle that.
That's pretty confident of you. And we're gonna handle something very, very important because we're gonna preview week 12. The games get harder. The test also gets harder. But these guys have done the research. They went to the library, looked at NFLfilms.com, and they're going to analyze what's going to happen. Brett has his paper and pencil. number two pencil, right?
Yeah, number two, of course.
Number two pencil, of course. That's the standard pencil. Let's go to the first match. No international games. That's it for the year. No more Madrid, no more London.
Thank you, because they were boring and they were horrible.
And they're unpredictable.
It's too early. 9 a.m. I'm not up. Come on. Sunday morning.
Let's go. Kansas City, Ray, has to win. They're 5-5. Indy. They're 8-2. They're looking pretty. To stay in the playoff contention and avoid losing three straight regular season games, Ray, the first time in Patrick Mahomes' career. Will this happen or the Chiefs will prevail in Kansas City in November?
Dynasties always come to an end. And this dynasty's coming to an end, man. Look. Colts, they got Pittman, they got Alec Pierce, they got Warren, and they got my man Jonathan Taylor. It's a wrap. Colts are going to run and throw all over the Chiefs. Chiefs are done.
Brett Blair, Buckner is the guy, apparently. What's going to happen in Kansas City? Windy.
I
mean,
I always agree with Ray. He's always on point. Like CMC, well, on the fact that Jonathan Taylor is the best running back in the NFL right now. He's number one in yards, but he's you know him. There's a couple others that are up there, but right now he's proving himself. Yeah, I'm gonna go KC on this. I think this is something that they need to establish in order to try to make the playoffs. And they have the rest of that AFC West schedule coming up. If they get a pull a win here at home against a tough Indy team, they can set themselves up to get into the playoffs for the year with the game against Denver and San Diego or LA.
Brett has read the memo, Ray. Don't bet against Mahomes.
Who are you going, Santiago?
I'm going Kansas City. I'm with Brett. Nice. I think that's the way to go. Let's go to Chicago. Who would have thought Caleb Williams would be 7-3? Well, I didn't. Ray did it. And probably not Brett. Pittsburgh leads the AFC North by a game over the Ravens, Ray. And Chicago, 7-3, leads the NFC North by half a game over the Packers. So it's a very pivotal game. What's going to happen in Soldier Field in Chicago? Maybe Wendy.
I got the Bears, and the reason I got the Bears is Khalil Williams is playing like a first-round pick QB right now. Plus, he's got two awesome running backs in Kyle and Swift. He's got great receivers. They got a great tight end. I mean, I like the Bears, and they're playing at the Chicago.
Soldier Field.
Yeah. What's going on with Aaron Rodgers' hand, too, man?
He has a broken bone in his non-throwing hand, but it's not surgically required.
So who are they going to go with?
No, he's still Rudolph? Playing. He started. He went to practice yesterday, right, Brett?
What? On the Thursday. Yeah, I got the Bears.
Brett, I agree. Age works well in wine, but does it work in Aaron Rodgers? What's happening? We could see Mason Rudolph, Brett. We
don't know. I'm not saying he's turned to vinegar. You know, he still is aging like wine, not vinegar. But I agree with Ray on this one, though. I'm going to go Chicago. They have so many weapons to add. DJ Moore, the rookie, Loveland at tight end.
Austin Loveland.
Out of Michigan. So that's, you know, I cannot believe they've done as well as they have. They're starting to win me over. Obviously, they destroyed the Cowboys, and we made Caleb Williams look like a Pro Bowler. So I'm going to run with Chicago. Who are you going, Santiago?
I'm going to run with Chicago as well. I think they're hot right now. And I think Pittsburgh is starting to look agey a little bit. They do have that guy. What's that big 310-pounder tight end again? Caleb. Not.
Darnell
Washington.
That's a big boy, man. That's a big boy.
He's 310, but he's listed at 250. So let's go to Green Bay. Detroit's defense, Ray, has been aggressive and dominant, allowing no 300-yard passes or 100-yard rushing all year. The Giants rookie quarterback, Justin Dart, will face a major challenge. It's actually going to be Jameis Winston starting this week.
Jameis, yeah, Dart's out.
Yeah, Dan Campbell faces his former team and reflected
to finally the Packers. You got Vikings.
Oh, my bad. Oh, shoot. Okay, I skipped one. Turnovers are crushing the Vikings. Okay. 33 of the 38 wins under Kevin O'Connell have come when winning or tying the turnover battle, and they struggled mightily this season. The Packers nearly picked off multiple passes last week. And Minnesota's quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, throwing 8 picks in 5 games. Who do you have? Vikings at Packers, Ray.
Frustration going on, man. Jefferson's not happy with J.J., and I got the Packers, man. I got the Packers.
Brett, Green Bay owns the NFL's third-best down offense. Can they do it against Minnesota?
Yeah, definitely. I don't see Minnesota putting together anything that'd be able to stop Green Bay. I'll take Green Bay. Who are you going?
I'm going Green Bay because they always win at home, right?
There you go.
Now we go to the Giants at Lions in a dome stadium. Detroit's defense, aggressive. It's going to be James Winston, who had a good game but could not pull that win against the Packers. Brett, who do you have? Giants at the Lions.
Oh, no, I love the Lions. The Lions, especially with coming off how they played last week against Philadelphia. I think Detroit's got something to prove to reestablish themselves.
Ray, Cam Scatter, we went to a wrestling match this past weekend. Will affect the Giants. Loss against the Detroit this weekend.
Man, I got the Lions, man. The reason I got the Lions because they got my man. Gibbs is a beast.
Yeah.
A beast.
Let's go to Cincinnati. On to Cincinnati. The Patriots are 5-0, Ray, on the road and bring their physical identity with them everywhere. The Bengals starting either Joe Burrow or Joe Flacco. Burrow did practice. What's going to happen? Patriots are hot. You got Christian Gonzalez, top cornerback in Cincinnati, 3-7. Who do you have, Mr. Ray?
I'm going with the Patriots, man, because they got Butte. They got a man named Butte. I like he's Booty's back. They got this kid Hollins playing great. They got Henry looking good. Henry Hunt. I like their defense. I like their offense, and they got a great quarterback. It should be a comeback player. Comeback player of the year.
Yeah, Drake May.
Drake May.
How about Trayvon Henderson?
That's what I was going to say. Drake May and Trayvon Henderson have kind of changed the complexion of this entire team. He just named Ray, just literally named every other little piece that he has, from Hunter Henry to Butte. Like, he's got this little, you know, plethora of things he can deal with. But that running back and that quarterback combination, just like Dart and Scatterman were doing it, you know, just it's cutting into it.
The rookie running back, yes, he's doing his thing too. So shout out to him.
So Brett has New England.
Correct. You have New England too. Who are you taking?
Let me put Cincinnati.
Burrow. I believe Burrow's still listed on IR. I think he is,
but I think it's questionable. I think they moved it up to questionable. But if he plays or Flacco, I think Bengals will pull it off, even though they allow 27 plus games.
Jamar Chase isn't playing. You know that he's suspended, right?
Who?
Jamar Chase.
Oh, yeah, Jamar Chase. Yeah, that's a fact. Well, they got T. Higgins.
Yo, and your boy. Your team. You're loving it. Every pass can go to your fantasy guy, T. Higgins, to win Sunday.
Let's go to the Ravens. They might take over their division. The Jets are turning to Tyrod Taylor. What's going to happen in Baltimore? Ray.
I got the Ravens, man. The Ravens got too many guys on offense. You just don't know what you're going to get with Lamar. They got Henry. Mark Andrew is playing. He's doing history this year, catching it. I got Ravens.
Catch in Buffalo.
Hey, you know what? Don't matter. Don't matter. We on the look, Jets. I ain't got no faith in the Jets. I ain't got no faith in no New York team right now, man. I got the Ravens.
Brett, your family goes with the Jets tradition.
That is true. They were from the, they were Jets fans when they came down and hung Jets banners at the Orange Bowl and got beer bottles thrown at them. They really did. That was back in the day. That's 76, 77. I'm going to go Baltimore. They're getting healthy after what them and Kansas City. We're all waiting to see what's going to happen. Baltimore is getting healthy on defense, which was their stigma for a little while. But they're coming together, man. Baltimore's coming together. I think it's going to be dangerous. I think they will win that AFC North over Pittsburgh in the end.
Interesting. I got Baltimore, too. I don't have faith in Tyrod Taylor.
I don't either. Yeah.
Let's go. Seahawks lost badly a week ago. Now they're going because Tennessee. This is a preseason game. What's going to happen in Tennessee, Brett? Seahawks 7-3, at Titans 1-9.
Yeah, I think this is a pretty safe bet. I'm going to go with the Seahawks. They got a really good defense too. Their front four is really, really dominant, especially with Leonard Williams. But the Titans, you mentioned it before, Santiago, are the worst team in the NFL. I have no faith. They have a rookie quarterback. Let them, you know, obviously they're giving him the bruises he needs, but Seattle by a large margin.
Ray, how much do you want to see a wide receiver in Jackson Smith and Jigba? How many catches we'll get? I mean, how many touchdowns?
You know what? First of all, let's talk about all the interceptions Darnold's going to throw, and they still going to win. He can throw 4 or 5 interceptions in a game, and they still going to win. I got the Seahawks, man. I have no faith in Cam Ward's or the Titans. They just ain't got it, man. They're 1-9 going up against the 7-3 Seahawks.
Seahawks win in Tennessee. Let's go to Arizona. This could be a winnable game for the Cardinals. Arizona standout, Trey McBride, tight end, the NFL leader in yards and receptions, is a major concern for the Jaguars defense that struggles versus tight ends. Ray, do you have faith in the Cardinals being the Jaguars, who are 6-4?
You know what, man? I love what Brissett's doing, and I like how he's gelling with the receivers and the offense. But I got the Jaguars, man. I got the Jacoby. They got some pieces, man. The Jaguars got some pieces.
Jaguars.
I'm gonna take Jacksonville, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Cardinals actually win. There's no Marvin Harrison Jr. though, so Cardinals are gonna be missing a big weapon. But I wouldn't be surprised. But I'll go Jaguars.
Who's running?
I probably got the Cardinals. I'm not picking them.
Nice.
The best tight end in the league, apparently, Trey McBride. No. Browns 2-8. Who have their third win against the Raiders? Or Raiders will get their third win. Rookies quarterback Shedeur Sanders is starting this weekend. And Geno Smith will go against Mr. Myles Garrett. Brett, who do you have? Browns at Raiders in a dome.
I'm going to take Cleveland and Shador's first start. I think it's going to be a big, you know, ooh. I don't know that. Yeah, I'd like to see him come out. But, I mean, you have Myles Garrett. I don't care about Shador as much as you have Myles Garrett, and they have no offensive line. So this could easily be another 4 or 5 sack game for Myles Garrett.
And, Ray, they do have Quinshon Judkins. Who do you have, Browns at Raiders?
First of all, my best friend, I think he's on a flight right now to go to the game to watch the Browns and the Raiders. So, Kevin, be safe at the game. Don't wear your Raider jersey and get hit by a Browns fan. I got the Raiders. I see I see Mason Crosby chasing this conceited Mr. Entourage, Mr. 4/5 string. This kid's horrible. Did you see him on the field at the last game? Kid's bad, man. The reason why he's a 4th string. Raiders are going to eat this kid alive. I got the Raiders.
I got the Browns, Brad. Write it down. Nice. I'm going to Dallas right now. Eagles are playing in Dallas. The Eagles' run defense has surged since linebacker N'Kobe Dean's return, dropping from a line 4.7 to 3.9 yards per carry. Dallas revamped defense, as Brett talked about on the show, is doing better. Dak Prescott has won 18 straight home division games. Will they do it this weekend when the Eagles visited? Ray, who do you have?
Man, this is going to be one of them like weird games.
Low scoring game. It just looks like it.
Very, very low scoring. Yeah, but I just see Jalen Hurts getting those sneaky little touchdowns, running it in. I got the Eagles, man. Eagles.
Brett, break it
sorry,
down.
Sorry, Brett. Sorry, Brett.
No, no, you're good.
Brett, break it down.
So the one thing that frustrates me more than anything else is the fact that people keep saying Jalen sucks. He can't do this. He can't do that. He wins football games. He wins Super Bowls. Your job as a quarterback is to manage the team, have field awareness, game awareness, and get you where you need to be to win the game. I hate that about him, but he's incredible. On that note, this is a trap game for Philly. They're complaining, bitching, and moaning, and all they keep doing is winning. So this is the game they come into Dallas, and they need it. They really need it because this is the game they'll lose as the trap game, and then they'll go on and start peaking at the right time. I think Dallas, like, and I'm serious. I'm not just going to my heart. I really think this is a game at home, the Dax record with the division, blah, 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 the defense. I mean, I really see Dallas winning this football game.
I'm going to go with the Cowboys. They're playing in Texas, so I think that will work out well. Let's go to New Orleans Falcons, 3-7. Michael Penix is out for the season. You've got Kirk Cousins coming and starting. And also, they have no Drake London.
No London.
And the Saints have lost Brandon Cooks, big, and Rashid Shaheed. Ray, what's going to happen in New Orleans? This will be one of the most.
Man, this is the worst. Game. This is the worst game right here. Man, yeah. You know what? I'm going to think they're just going to dunk it off to BJ. I think BJ's just going to have a big day. Him.
Bijan?
Yeah, Bijan and what's his name? Allegier. And don't forget, man, they still got. They've got the receiver. What is it? Mooney or whatever.
Yeah, he's the number one receiver this weekend for them.
And he
did good with Cousins. You know, when Cousins was good, they actually did pretty good.
Cousins likes Mooney, apparently.
So I think I got the Falcons beating the Aints.
Brett, your favorite running back, Alvin Kamara, is playing in the Saints, though. Who do you have in this matchup?
Hasn't done anything for me all year. no, and he will not do anything for me in this game. Well, hopefully, but yeah, I like Atlanta. You have Kyle Pitts as well at tight end. So they still have some weapons there. We have Bijan Robinson in the background, in the backfield. He is Alvin Kamara 4 years ago or 5 years ago. You know what I'm saying? That same type of multi-use running back. But I'm going Atlanta. Who are you going, Santiago?
I'm going with Atlanta, man. I don't see New Orleans winning this game. Falcons has a little bit more weapons, just a little bit. But the Saints are definitely right above the Titans as one of the worst teams in this league. Let's go Sunday Night Football, Buccaneers at Rams. Some say Rams are the best team in the NFL. Ray could agree, but Tampa Bay, 6-4, leads the NFC South by half a game over the Panthers. And L.A. Rams leads the NFC West by a game over the Seahawks. Ray, who do you have?
Man, let me tell you something. Did you see that guy, Tucker, that running back, the guy that just went berserk? Man, if this kid can do that again, that'd be great. But you know what? I'm going with the Rams. I'm going with the Rams. The reason why I'm going with the Rams, because I just think the Rams got a little bit more firepower. Plus, there was a flu or something going on over there in Tampa. Everybody had the flu. Some of the players was out. They didn't really get to practice that much because everybody was sick. So I'm going with the Rams.
You think the Rams are the best team after the Eagles or ahead of the Eagles?
I put them – I think that's one of the only teams in the NFL that can go into any stadium in the NFL and beat that team, just like Philly. Like that's how good they are. Their defense is very, very solid on every level. And their offense, you got, you know, Kyron Williams in the running back, and obviously Pacua and Devontae Adams at wide receiver. So you have weapons galore. Stafford leading the NFL in touchdown passes. He's just playing. He's a 39 or 40, and he's playing like he's 26 and 27. But they are in the conversation. You know, obviously, it's weird what happened with Detroit, but Philly, the Rams, you know, and Detroit, you know, those are the teams that I'm looking to see in the end who represents the NFC.
And who do you have, Bucks at Rams?
Rams all the way.
Ray, back to the original question, do you think Rams are that top two teams in the NFC or perhaps the league?
You know what? How come nobody's giving no love to the Denver Broncos? They're 9-2.
AFC, though.
True. Okay, so if we went NFC, I'd have to go with the Eagles, man, because they are champions. Yeah. They're the champs.
Well, there you have it. Week 12 looks pretty good. One bad game and a couple of good games. Not as good as last week, but we have a couple of division decision-making to go on for the next couple of days. So we'll see what happens. Ray, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about the Los Angeles Rams?
Ray3473 on Threads, on X, and on Twitch. I'm a game streamer. I stream on Tuesdays and Saturday nights. And, yeah, man, I'm happy to be here on the Sportscast talking with you, Santiago, Big Boy Brett. Thank you, guys. Thank you, chat. Yep, I'm out.
And also it's Thanksgiving. We'll be back Wednesday. I'll talk to Ray. How's the schedule looking for Wednesday? Brett, it's usually open, but we'll be back on Wednesday to predict the Thanksgiving games. I believe there's four of them.
I got my X set up for you, Santiago. So Sports Guy 369.
There you have it. That's breaking news.
Yeah. We got a Black Friday game too, folks. We got a Black Friday
on Amazon Prime. So there you go. You can reach us at thesportscast.net or the Sportscast One on X and Instagram. We'll be live tweeting throughout the games, and Thanksgiving begins next week. Looking forward to eating that turkey after that Dallas game. Anyways, this was your update.